Welcome to That's Joy, the podcast. I'm your host, Cece Colbonero, and I'll be sharing stories of miracles, God moments, and unpacking the truth behind what joy truly means. My friend, when God gives you a direct call on your life, be sure to answer it. Here's to answering my call together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of That's Joy, the podcast. Friends, I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for your grace as we took a little pause last week on last week's episode. If you didn't know, last Monday, specifically, I believe, was April 8th. Let's double check that right now. Yep, it was April 8th, and April 8th is my birthday. So we skipped a beat on last week, took a little break, a micro break, and we are back. And I am just so eager to share what's on my heart this week. Man, if you're new around here, then you may not know this, but we love kicking off every episode with a little joyful noise. And my joyful noise today is the gift of family and friends that feel like family. Over the last 2 weeks, my husband has joked several times that my birthday is a never-ending day. And it's like a constant April celebration. I kid you not, since the top of April to now, what is April 14th, as I'm pressing record on this episode, I've just felt celebrated and loved. And we've had several different events with different groups of friends and family members and people where I've just felt so poured into. And as I sit here today, a little bit tired, if I'm being completely honest, because our flight just got in at 1:30. We woke up at 5 a.m. Pacific time to catch our flight at 7. I'm sitting here though, still bursting with gratitude and just so, so thankful as I reflect upon what God has done. Y'all, I'm 29 years old. 29 years old. Like, next year, I will be turning the big 3-0. And I can hardly even believe it myself, okay? So I'm just trying my best right now to think about what is something that I could tell them. Like, being 29 years old, having lived through the 9 years of my 20s, what is something that I can tell them? To you, what can I share with you? And there were a couple things on my heart that jumped out. And one of the first things was share lessons that you've learned. What are 29 lessons that you've learned that you could share with them? And 29 feels like some of y'all are going to hit stop on this episode and unplug, so that we won't do that. Maybe I'll make that something I include in my email newsletter, because I feel like that will be just a good micro moment where you can give 29 quick punches. Y'all know me. If you've hung around here for even the slightest bit, your girl can talk, and we would probably end up sharing 29 lessons over the span of like 3 hours. So I won't do that to you. And then it was on my heart to share, what are 5 lessons? What are just 5 key takeaways that you have learned over the last 9 years of your 20s? And then that didn't even feel like what I was supposed to speak to. It almost felt like, you know what? Strip everything that feels like it makes sense and just speak. And so instead of something so orchestrated and laid out in that 29 lesson, 5 lesson way, instead, I do feel a tug. I feel a tug to share what God has done through one way, and specifically through the year 28 going into 29. Friends, over the last couple weeks, I have not only celebrated my birthday, but have been walking into massive answered prayers that I can't even begin to tell you it all yet. Like, there's just so much that I'm like, God, wow. Wow. Your timing is so good. And that's what I'm realizing is just the wow factor of God right now in this season. And what 28 to 29 looked like for me was redefining joy. I think prior to turning 28, I was living in a seat of receiving a lot of circumstantial joy, joy that you can pinpoint around you and identify in substance and in actuality and in physical form. And while that is beautiful, and it isn't necessarily happiness, but you genuinely feel those doses of joy through these vessels, I think that it's important to recognize that that's not the joy of the Lord always. In fact, I think that when we go through troubled waters, it's an opportunity to see His joy from a different angle. And from 28 years old to 29, I was able to experience a joy in a way that I have not experienced it before. And being 29 today, I stand here recognizing how much His promises remain. Like, have y'all heard the song Promise by Maverick City? Promises by Maverick City. If you haven't, I highly recommend that right after this episode ends, you just blast that song. Blast that song in and over your own life. Because friends, His promises are good and they stand true. And I know that to be true even more so now today at 29 than even I did at 28 is because there was a stretch in a period of time from 28 to 29 that was hard. Friends, it was hard. There were mental battles, spiritual battles, financial struggles, and things that came from left field that I didn't necessarily anticipate nor plan. It was hard. Blanket statement, it was hard. Okay. And from that moment to this moment, I have learned so much about the goodness of God. And friends, on the day of my birthday, I just wanted to play Goodness of God, specifically Madison Watkins' version, because she's a close friend here in Nashville now, and her version just slays. So go listen to that. I think it's with Essential Worship, but that version has been wrecking me. And also, I came across this quote from Craig Rochelle that I just wanted to share with y'all because I feel like it encapsulates what I am trying to communicate to y'all in such a beautiful way. And it's a quote card about joy. I just want to read it to you. It says, "True joy doesn't come from external circumstances." And then it highlights Romans 15:13 that says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." And then he writes, "True joy comes from an internal faith in God. We have joy not because of our circumstances, but because we trust and believe in God." Friends, we trust and we believe in God. That is where the joy is at, when we can trust and believe in God. When we can trust and believe that He's good. That His plan is perfect. His timing is everything. And if you can't see it now, keep having faith. Keep believing, because there will be a day where you stand on a moment and say, "God, I see you. I see how you moved. I see why your timing was perfect." And friends, I can't guarantee how long that stretch of timing will be. I don't know if it'll be two more days, two more weeks, two more months, two more years, or 20. I don't know those things, but what I do know is that the more you lean in, the more you will hear. And that's what 28 to going into 29 has been. And I think, honestly, what my 20s has been is just a longing to reach for him a little bit more and a little bit more. And full transparency, if you've been hanging around here, then you know I have been imperfectly, meaning not perfectly, falling forward towards him. And in my early 20s, it looked like a lot more falls than a lot more standing back up. Every time I did stand back up, but I fell a lot. And I was wanting this relationship with God, but not fully understanding what the exchange looked like, what the surrender looked like. And so I was holding on to worldly things while trying to reach for the godly things and recognizing that both can't be held at the same time. And then in my mid-20s, I came and walked through new heights and stood on new mountaintops and saw how views could be great. And in the same breath, I also learned so much of what is it in exchange for those things, whether that be discipline, time, money, resources. All of these different things come in exchange for those pinnacle moments. And in the same way, those pinnacle moments mean nothing if you're not standing on a solid foundation. I learned a lot about what that looked like in my mid-20s. And friends, it has almost like catapulted me into the place that I stand today. Just so much more sure of what I want, so much more sure of who I am, so much more sure of the goodness of God in my life. And it doesn't mean circumstances. It doesn't mean that it's because I have a podcast. It doesn't mean that I got to get married and like be in a relationship. It doesn't mean that I live in the apartment that I live in. It doesn't mean that I have the car that I have. It doesn't mean that I'm looking at my phone that I have. It doesn't mean those external circumstances. It just means this understanding of what this relationship with God could look like and feel like and be like. And full transparency, over the last 2 weeks, I didn't have my morning routine. I think sometimes as Christians, we can almost box ourselves up so much so that we are inhibiting how God can move in a new way simply because we're so caught up in our way. Faith Yuri, on our podcast, she is a previous episode. I want to try to find the episode number here to share with you guys, but that episode, she speaks so greatly and boldly upon what I am sharing. It's episode 56, How to Maintain a Friendship with God. She speaks so much about what that looks like to have seasons and moments with God and allow your relationship with God to be a dance. Because over these last 2 weeks, I didn't dive into the word as much as I typically would. I didn't get to journal. I don't think I journaled. And there are parts of me that beat myself up that I'm like, man, I wish I would have journaled more. But you know what the exchange was? I was so present with my family and specifically my niece and nephew who are so little. They're almost 3 years old and 6 months old. And I got to be with them. Specifically, I went to the beginning part of our 10 days in California, my husband and I, which shout out to my husband, y'all. Find a man who's just one on fire for the Lord and two just wants to make you happy. Jonathan does such a good job at this, and I'm so grateful for the man that God has given me because he absolutely elevated 10x these last 10 days and what they have felt like. But the first couple days, well, the first day we flew into the Bay Area to meet up with my older brother and his family. And then after we slept one night there, we drove down and my mom was so gracious to lend us her car, which was a huge savings. Thank you, mother, if she's listening to this. But we drove down to LA and spent, I believe, three and a half days and three nights in LA. And we got to go to Disneyland. And we went to Disneyland last year for my birthday week as well with just Jonathan and I. But this year, a whole group of cousins and my brother and all of his four kids went to Disneyland. And it was so sweet seeing the awe and the wonder. If you know, you know. That is my word of the year. Wonder. But the awe and the wonder of sweet Kaylani, my niece, and just how captivated she was by everything in Disneyland. I got to experience Disneyland in a new way. And then it kind of rattled me to my core and reminded me days after that, like, why don't we continue to have that lens in our everyday, not just in Disneyland? Heck, the happiest place on earth is where your feet are. What life are you creating? What are you grateful for? What are things around you that you could be grateful for? I feel like Kaylani reminded me of that. She was so grateful for every moment. And yes, she had her meltdown here and there. Actually, I just think once. But she was grateful to be there. And I was so grateful to be there too. And I'm so grateful for this year and for this life and for all that God has blessed me with. And so I want you to remember that the joy that I feel today isn't because the circumstances around me have always been good or great, because it hasn't. But it is that longing and that reach to know Him more, to hear Him better, and to just recognize how He's moving. That is the joy. And if we could capture and live that out a little bit more throughout our 20s, friends, I think that it would shift the way that the world views the 20s. We're not confused. We don't know. We're not straying from God as a generation. Friends, we can combat all of those beliefs of the world and rise up and stand up and shift. Honestly, shift the story of what's being told right now. I get so many countless messages from y'all that are talking about just how much you're going through different anxiety and depression seasons, and sweet girls who are in their teens message me about these things too. And it wrecks my heart. And I want you to continue to plug in, not just to that joy, but to the word and to other light sources on social media and on podcasts, because friends, it gets better every year. That I get older, every experience of a birthday that I get to encounter, it gets better. It doesn't mean more trips, more lavish, more gifts, but the better is just this understanding of how good God is. I can't help but repeat myself in that, because that feels like the shout of the 20s. And so as I go into my 30s in this final year, I shared this as a caption on my Instagram post, but just feel like this year is going to be an exclamation point to it all, like a stamp to my 20s. And I want to invite you. You may not be 29 right now like I am. Heck, if you are, this is a straight up invitation. But if you're not, I still want to challenge you. What would it look like for us to lock arms this year? I know it's April. I know it's not January. That's okay. From this moment, whenever you're listening to this episode, what would it look like if you switched up your perspective and said, by December 31st, things will look different because I am choosing joy in a new way? That's my friendly invitation to you. Friends, thank you again for allowing me to take a break last week. I'm so grateful, I'm refreshed, and I am excited to continue to pour into this platform and to this incredible gift that God has gifted me. So if there's a certain part of this episode that you'd love to see as another separate episode, text me what that is to 615-813-4813. You can join the Joy Corner and subscribe to my newsletter by going to thatjoypodcast.com or just slide into the show notes right here. Friends, if you're not following me on social yet, you can follow me at CCALBONERO on Instagram and on TikTok, and you can follow That Joy the Podcast too. And if you've not yet subscribed, rated, or left a review, that is like the best birthday gift you can give me. Seriously, it means the world when you take 2 minutes to do it. So head over to Apple Podcast, write in what episode you loved or what you love about That Joy, and then head over to Spotify and drop a 5 stars. Friends, wherever you listen to, you can do this, and it is a massive, massive help to me growing what That Joy is. So thank you for taking the time to do that. I'll never leave an episode without saying, if you have even the smallest desire to meet the creator of the universe, or if you've already been saved but you're not really free, I want to invite you to sit at the table of plenty with me and so many others. I'm telling you, there's abundance here. There's overflow here. There's so much joy here. I'm here to tell you, God's for you. He's for you. He's for you. He's for you. All you have to do is invite him into your heart right now. He's waiting for you. He wants to meet with you, and I'm so proud of you. If you just made this decision, I'd love to know you. Shoot me a text to that number in the show notes so I could pray for you. I love you. God loves you. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you so much for being here.